I understand that there was a meeting just prior to this, to America's entry into the war, where a number of problems were outlined in Washington, D.C.
Yes, that's right.
And was that, it was, I believe, at that meeting where you decided to work on blood plasma substitutes, or saw that as an area of concern?
Where I decided to what?
Where the blood plasma substitute idea came up.
No, I don't think so. We were presented, there were about 20 chemists there. Irving Langmuir was one.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember who the others were. And we were presented with a list of about 20 problems that the armed forces wanted solutions to.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was the oxygen meter. That was where that...
That was oxygen.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
okay.
One of them was an oxygen meter.
Yes.
That would determine the amount of oxygen in a mixture of gases.
Uh-huh.
So on the way back on the train, I thought about these 20 problems. Went over them one after another.
Uh-huh.
And about halfway back to Pasadena, I thought of building the oxygen meter.
That was a quick one.
Yes. And within a week, we had built one of them.
And then Beckman produced those, is that correct?
Yes, the Institute arranged at the end of the war. It was... We built them in the laboratory.
Ah.
Sturdivant and Woods were in charge. And we built several hundred of them. That was the secret instrument until the end of the war.
Ah.
So around 1946, perhaps, the Institute made a deal with Beckman to manufacture it.
Uh-huh.
So the Institute got some royalties, and Sturdivant and Wood and I also got royalties.